Apologetics with an X. Jerry Q, the DJ, and Jay, the lyricist, and the lead singer for that awesome Christian parody band, Apologetics, is in the house. Hello, Jay.
Hey, hi, Jerry. I don't know if it's, is it cold in Kansas, Jerry?
It is indeed cold here. I think it's that way across the entire nation.
Yeah, we're sub-zero here, so yeah. In Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, PA, not Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah, probably about the same temperature. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great talking to you again, and it's great. All you listeners, thanks for tuning in with us, and tuning in to us and being here with us. And we started out today with a parody of a Journey song. Get used to that, because we're going to do a few of them today. And it was a parody of the song Lights, and our parody is called Life. And we're going to do some more Journey parodies for you today, quite a few of them. And the next batch, all three of them are Journey parodies. We have one of Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin', and it's called Shovin', Crushin', Squeezin'. It's about when all the crowds were so tight around Jesus that the disciples were like, hey, we got to do something about it. We're afraid he's going to get crushed to death here. Next song is a parody of Faithfully by Journey also. It's called Thankfully, and it's a worship song, a vertical song. The next one is called Separate Days to Worship God, and that's a parody of Separate Ways, Worlds Apart. And it deals about the origin of the whole controversy about whether we worship on Saturday or Sunday, and what the Bible has to say, and what church history has to say about that.
Each other. I may run, turn into an in-flight sun. Still, Lord, I found you're on my side. Reckless heart seems it won't do right. Spending all my life among the wild. They say that the Romans road makes us part of family. I've read Jeremiah 31:3, thankfully.
Well, Jay, you know, you're constantly cranking out new parodies of classic tunes, and I'm absolutely certain some of your fans listening here would like to get their hands on a few, whether it's a single song, one of dozens of albums, or, for those willing to splurge, your entire library. Now, how might they do that?
Well, Jerry, it's very easy. Just remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. Just remember the name of the website, Apologetics with an X. So it's just apologetics.com. Just make sure you spell it with an X and not a CS at the end. And apologetix.com. And you can get all those things there. You can find our songs elsewhere, like iTunes and Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora. But the only way to get all of our music, and including up to the latest, is to go to the website, apologeticswithanx.com. And believe it or not, you'll find even more Journey parodies there. And we're going to do three of them for you next. These are the other three parodies we've done by them. And they're all from their Escape album. And The first one is a parody of Don't Stop Believing. It's called Don't Stop Till Egypt. It's a Christmas song about Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus fleeing to Egypt. Then we have a parody called Stone Him Rough. That's a parody of Stone in Love, which was the song that came after Don't Stop Believing on the Escape album. And it's from the perspective of Paul, thinking about Stephen, looking back on the martyrdom of Stephen. And finally, we have our latest parody of Journey, a parody of my prom theme from high school. The song was called Open Arms. This one is a Jesus speaking to the church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation, one of the seven churches, the one that he said was lukewarm, that he wished they were hot or they were cold. The original is called Open Arms. Ours is called Open Up.
Angels racing,
Those crazy nights I do remember from my youth. As you recall, I was a Benjamite known as Saul.
Get here I am right out.
open up.
Jay, is there some rhythm to your madness when you decide which songs you want to parody?
Rhythm to your madness. I like that. You know what? You mean? Well, Jerry, kind of go with the flow. Sometimes it's we have a concept we want to talk about, and we're looking for words that rhyme with that concept. Sometimes it's we're looking for a theme, you know, whether like when we did Apologetics 74, it was all songs from 1974 for our 74th CD. Sometimes it's we're looking for a bunch of loud ones. Sometimes the most recent CD, the songs for our most recent CD we're about to put out is everything but the 80s, because the one before was all 80s, and this is, so it's 50s, 60s, 70s, 90s, 2000s. Gosh, you know, try and pray every day about, you know, what we should do, and kind of go with leadings and stuff. And I don't hear an audible voice, but you know, you feel nudges. Yeah, that's still small voice, and that's kind of how it goes. And sometimes it's like, well, you know what, I know I got a feeling that one of the guys is really good at this. He used to play this song in a band, and I have a feeling they'd really like this. What do we got an idea? And a lot of times just an idea comes from out of the blue. And just had that happen last night with a song. And But I believe anything good we come up with is from God, and anything that's less than perfect, that's because I'm involved. So anyway, the next song is a parody of the next two songs are both parodies of the group Asia. First one is called Heat of the Moment, and our parody is called Jesus and Moses. And the second parody is called Soul Reviver, and that's a parody of Soul Survivor. So the first one, Jesus and Moses. Second one, Soul Survivor, now done as Soul Reviver. And what I do need to say is the latest single has a Journey parody and an Asia parody. And this is funny, Jerry. We did a similar single 11 years ago. Our first single of 2015 was called Journey to Asia. See what we did there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
This was not deliberate, but the second time we do Asia, we end up doing a Journey parody too. This was not contrived on our part. You know, I just noticed as we were putting it together, I said, oh my gosh. So we called that Journey to Asia, and we put a two in there like they do when they do sequels to movies. So anyway, so that one had Open Up, the parody of Open Arms, and it has this one we're going to play called Soul Reviver, which is a parody of Soul Survivor.
One thing that's old and one that's rather new. One broken, two divided, love from grace. But that don't mean that either's out of place. Do you remember in the wilderness, the Israelites heard Moses tell them this? One day another prophet he will come,
And we don't want to forget that awesome booklet of Everything Apologetics that your wife works so hard to produce. What is it called, and how might our apologetics friends obtain it?
Sure. It's the Apologetics Digital Songbook. It's got over 1,300 pages in it. The most recent edition came out in January 2025. Should have another one coming out in January 2027. We usually put one out every 2 years. But it's got lyrics to all the songs, got a journal entries, all the songs up through that point. Journal entries describing each one of these songs. It's got it's cross-referenced by, if you want to see all the songs we've done by a particular group, all the songs we've done from a particular year, all the songs we've done with a particular Bible verse, all the songs we've done with a particular theme, plus all kinds of more information on apologetics than you can shake a stick at. Anyway, you can get it all on the Apologetics Digital Songbook, and that's available at apologetics.com too. And these next songs we're going to do all have a relation to stuff we've just done, because first we're going to do a song by Santana. And Santana, if you know anything about the group Journey, part of the group Journey has its roots in the group Santana. Greg Rowley and Neil Sean came from the group Santana. And so we did a parody of something Santana did long after they left, big hit called Smooth from the late 90s, and ours is called Truth. Then we have a song originally done by the group Asia has its roots in many different bands, but one of the bands that has its roots in is the Buggles. And so we did a parody of the big Buggles hit, Video Killed the Radio Star. Ours is called Gideon Still Became an All-Star. And then the last song in this particular set is a parody, since we were talking about All-Star, we do a parody of the song All-Star by Smash Mouth. It's called Pray Now, Lost Art.
I heard it all in Judges chapter 6, it's true. 7 and 8, and then this tune I said I'd do. If that was dumb, it didn't stop me following through.
Somebody once told me the Lord is not your roadie. You ain't the star, so do it yourself. I said, look, it's kind of dumb. If there's things that I need done, it's a shame not to call on the Lord's help. Well, my prayers start coming and they don't stop coming. I read through the rules and I think I found something. Didn't make sense not to get more done. I pray real hard cause I have a heavenly son. Show what to do, said knock and see. So what's wrong with praying and asking? You better go into Loop Pro 11.9 if you don't know. Pray now, it's a lost art. Get your day underway. Pray now, get a jump start. Get a move on, get faith. God is less than you know. Only you can start praying the wall. It's a cool case, so your praying gets bolder. You look it up, Luke 18, you let's go. The one that meanest of man met the widow. Judging what you know if you have the right scripture. But I can see his faces getting
pretty thin. The woman gets annoyed, so we might as well give in. The world's like diet, how about the Lord? God already likes you and you'll never get ignored. Pray now, it's a lost art. Get your day underway. Pray now for a chapter. Let me show you in James. And God is listening, you know. Only you can start praying the war. Go, look and look. Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day underway. Pray now, get a jump start. Get a move on, get faith. That God is listening, you know. Only you can start. Somebody wants to ask Jesus, give us the capacity to get ourselves a faith that is great. Christ said, well, why you want help? You could move a little, heal yourself. Praying and asking, you never know if you don't go. Go! You better try if you don't know. Pray now, it's a lost art. Get your day underway. Pray now for a chapter. Let me show you in James. And God is listening, you know. Only you can start praying the whole. And God is listening, you know.
Wow, another week, another hour consumed with these awesome parodies from Apologetics. Remember, you can access any of these shows from the last 12 months from our archive. It's found at our station, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. Easy peasy.
Yes, easy peasy. This last song here is a bittersweet song. We just recently discovered that a fan of ours, a longtime fan of ours named Ron Whipple, passed away in October. And we just got the news about it from his sister a few weeks ago. And I had a chance to attend his funeral and sang this song there. And it's a parody of the song Beth by Kiss, but it's called Death. And it's not a morbid song. It's a triumphant song. And I know where Ron is, and someday I'll get to see him again. And this song is all about the fact that the Bible says, "O death, where is thy sting?" And Jesus took the sting of death away. So that's why we're closing with that song today.
Thank you. sent Jesus Christ, and me and the Lord will be staying alive.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.